friends! Do you love to travel and learn about new places and things? Great! Then you are in the right place! Join Jasmine the Cat and Gracie the Tortoise as they have fun exploring the USA, the world, and beyond.
Hello, friends! It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie Gracie, the super smart tortoise. Say hi, Gracie!
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today as we explore Bolivia.
We can say hola to our friends because they speak Spanish in Bolivia.
They do, as well as 37 other languages. People have lived here for thousands of years. Some of the most famous are the Inca people and the Spanish conquerors who arrived after them.
That explains the Spanish language. Bolivia is surrounded by other countries on every side. So many friends. Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Chile, and Peru.
Bolivia also has two capitals, La Paz and Sucre. La Paz is the highest capital city in the world.
Brazil has lots of very high places. It has the world's highest flat salt pan called Salar de Uyuni. A salt pan is flat ground covered with salt and other minerals, and it usually shines white under the sun. There's also Lake Titicaca, the world's highest lake that a boat can sail on. Bolivia shares Lake Titicaca with Peru. I think Titicaca is a fun word to say. Can you say it with me, friends? Titicaca. Great job! I hope we explore both of these places.
We will be able to explore all kinds of different landscapes. Bolivia has highlands with icy mountains, rainforests, part of the Amazon basin, and volcanoes. There are several active volcanoes in the Andes Mountains near Chile. The last volcanic eruption was in 1995 at Irapitanque Volcano.
I'm sure there will be plenty to do without the volcanoes. Like animals. The national animal of Bolivia is the Andean condor and the llama. I am a llama expert. Sometimes people mix up llamas and alpacas. They do look similar to a novice. But an expert like me knows that alpacas are smaller than llamas. Llamas can be almost 6 feet tall. They have curvy ears that remind me of a banana. Llamas are good at carrying loads and as guard animals. So, if you have a llama, there's no need for a dog. Llamas also have more hair on their faces and heads. Now you're an expert, too.
Most excellent facts, Jasmine. I will add that both llamas and alpacas have wool coats, but the alpaca's coat is softer and is used more often in making clothing. I will talk about the condor. The Andean condor is the largest bird of prey in the world. These birds have velvety black feathers and a bald head. Condors live in windy places because even though their wings can spread up to 10 feet wide, they have a hard time staying up in the air due to their heavy body weight. The wind helps them to glide on the air. A condor is a vulture, which means it helps nature clean up by eating dead animals.
Yuck. I don't think I would like to eat dead, raw things. Why don't we start in La Paz, one of the capital cities? I need a snack, so let's go to a restaurant.
Agreed. La Paz is Bolivia's largest city and is up high in the Andes Mountains. Because La Paz is so high up, we need to take it easy as our bodies adjust. The higher the altitude, the less oxygen there is in the air. That means that when we take a breath, we get less oxygen than when we are lower down. To help our bodies, we need to rest and drink lots of water.
Okay, Gracie, I will. Thanks for the advice. Why don't we have a snack with our water? I want to try fried yuca. Fried yuca is a lot like potato chips, but it is made with fried cassava, also called yuca, sticks. Yummy! What are you having?
I am going to have sopa de mani. This soup is made from creamed peanuts, vegetables, and pasta. Very nice. Now that we are refreshed, why don't we view La Paz from up above by riding the Mi Teleférico cable cars? These cable cars will give us a spectacular view.
This is lots of fun. The yellow cable cars are just like the ones you would ride at an amusement park. It is really amazing how all the houses are a red clay color and are built into the mountain. I wouldn't want to have to climb up to the ones on the very top. I wonder if they have an elevator or they have to climb up stairs. Now, let's head out of La Paz and to the salt flat. I want to stay in a hotel that is made all out of salt.
I am excited to stay there also. Look, the walls are made out of huge salt bricks, and the floor is little pebbles of salt.
Gracie, even our bed is made of salt. Good thing it has a comfy mattress. Salt beds are hard.
This is quite an adventure. Ready to explore the flats? Here in southwest Bolivia, high up in the Andes Mountains, Salar de Uyuni is the world's largest salt flat, over 4,000 miles wide.
Yes, but I don't see any animals, just birds flying overhead. Jinkies, here on the salt crust, I can stand on water. And I can see my reflection. Ooh, I look good today. During the rainy season, these flats become a lake. The light here is reflected up, so it becomes the largest natural mirror in the world.
This salt desert has about 11 billion tons of salt and was once a prehistoric lake before it dried up. NASA uses the salt flats to figure out how to position their satellites.
Okay, how about we go somewhere wet, like Lake Titicaca? Remember, it's in the Andes Mountains, and the lake is in both Bolivia and Peru. It is a very famous lake. It is the highest lake in the world that can be sailed on. Look at all the islands out on the lake. They look like they're made out of straw. That's funny.
You're right, Jasmine. They are. We're going to explore the Oros Islands. These islands are closer to Peru than Bolivia. The Oros people live on self-made floating islands that are made from totora reeds. Totora is a thick reed that grows in Lake Titicaca. The Oros people have been living this way for around 1,000 years.
I heard that when the Oros people came from the Amazon River area, there were already people here, and they didn't let them have any land. Not very friendly. But that didn't stop the Oros. They built reed islands, which could be moved into deep water or to different parts of the lake for safety.
That was very clever of them. The largest of the gold-colored islands are about half the size of a football field. Each island has a few houses. The people living together on the islands usually are all related. The main island has a restaurant and schools.
I love the traditional clothing. The women look so pretty wearing colorful wool sweaters, layered skirts, and bowler hats. A bowler hat is a hard black hat that has a round top. I would look great in that outfit.
Yes, you would. You could really rock a bowler hat. Over here, we can watch and see how the islands are made. Workers use soil and totora reeds that are dried and layered in a crisscross pattern. Each island can last about 10 years before it sinks too low in the water and needs to be replaced.
Time to get back on our balsa or reed boat and head over to shore. These boats are adorable. They have a banana shape because the front and the back end both curl up. The front end has an animal head on it. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it looks like a wolf. Very fierce. In the middle of the boat is a little square building to use if it rains or gets too hot. We even sit on mats of rolled up reeds. Maybe I want to live on my very own island.
That would be fun. Perhaps you'll have to start weaving the reeds.
Oh, Gracie, you are so silly. I think I would rather have an island made out of ground. How about we have some llama jokes as we leave? What do llamas do when they find something funny?
Let me think. They laugh, of course.
Oh, Gracie, you got it this time. Your turn.
What did the llama say when he was planning a picnic?
I know this one. I'll pack a lunch. My favorite place was the Totora Islands on Lake Titicaca. How clever to be able to make your very own island. What was your favorite place, Gracie?
I agree. It is very clever. My favorite place was the Salar de Uyuni and the hotel made of salt. How about you, friends? What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
Don't forget to come back next time. We're going to Peru. We are right next to it. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my dear friends. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Jasmine and Gracie on their adventure today. Come back next week for the next one.
Hello, everybody. It's Gwen here. If you want to know more about the places we visited, just go to our website, jasmineandgracie.podbean.com, and go to the sources page, and you can find out all about the great places that we visited. See you next week. Bye-bye.